是除了 since we're speaking on Parshas Korach, where we see the, as I said, a personal attack on Moshe Rabbeinu, and in general, the attitude of Korach, as the Medrash brings, was not a Jewish type of attitude. He instigated the people against a whole night against Moshe Rabbeinu. Rafka that he's taking money, he's doing this, all against personal activity. Mentioning that, I want to bring up about a point. I want to bring about a point that always, I don't know if you realize that. You see the difference between a Jew and a goy celebrating. Tomorrow is a big parade. Big parade. Knickerbockers, they won. No, the mice, first time in 53 years, etc. If you recall, when they won the last game Saturday night. Right after that, there was a tremendous simcha in New York. So what was the simcha over there? The celebration, what was the celebration? They destroyed five buses. Policemen were in a hospital. People were hurt, broke down stores and businesses. That's the Yisoid. That's a celebration. The Gemara brings in brachas. Nobody brought a few cases whereby a chasana, by emes of simcha and so forth, when Chachamim saw, Rabbonim saw that they're getting a little bit, it's a little bit too freilich already. They broke a certain vase, a certain thing of value. They should come back to their normal, come back to normalcy again. Taisa says over there, from there we got the minhag, Taisa says, that by every chasana you break a glass. That's what Taisa says. People did the breaking of glasses for the Beis HaMikdash? No. Breaking of the glass is that you should know that though there's no hilulus, no wildness by simcha. Simcha could be a simcha shel mitzvah. A simcha has a meaning or feeling and understanding and so forth. So the difference between the simple, you see tomorrow they say, well, meanwhile they have 10,000 police. I tell you the truth, it's a foolish thing to announce that because now the Ganovim, they're going to have a field day. They go to all the banks and all the police are going to be by the parade. You got 10,000 police, a minimum they said over there. More than 10,000 police are going to be there. That's about half the amount of police in New York. So guy catches a bank up in a small little bank at the end of the Bronx. So no policeman will be there. You can't. Boy, I want to bring out is that you see even tomorrow. I'm not a Novi, but I know what's going to happen. There'll be again. You'll see how many people will be hurt at that and harmed and bothered. They'll break in. They'll steal. They'll rob. That's a simcha. A simcha. That's a goyish simcha. Why it be? She would know. You know, in fact, what it means simcha taka, a simcha shel mitzvah in that sense. Simcha sliboy. Now, not that a person loses himself, and that simcha you become wild and you destroy. Why destroy five buses? They destroyed. Well, I said on the radio the whole thing. Even the reporter that said it on the radio, he said he couldn't understand what kind of celebration is that? What sort of joy is that? That's the joy. The joy, the celebration is destruction, destroying. That's a Maisa Koirach portion. All right. It's something to think about, to tell the children and so forth, the grandchildren, they should know what it means not get to celebrate something. Like Taisa says over there, breaking the glass by a chassid. Regarding the continuing in the concept over here, the story with Korach. like to bring out another few points tonight that it's interesting to note. That we see, first of all, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Dos Aviram, they refused to come. And as Rashi brings over there, in fact, had they come, they could have been shalom, they wanted to make shalom with them and so forth, even though it was Sikha Ravi, the fourth time that they attacked Moshe Rabbeinu and so forth. Dos Aviram were always behind. We find the interesting thing that's mentioned over here, I want to bring out, that you find when people lose themselves, they forget completely what it's all about, and the reaction is illogical. Reaction, what kind of reaction do they, how do they react, and so forth, at that particular time. It says over here, when the earth, Pihoretz, the earth opened up and swallowed up Korach v'Hadassah. While I'm there, I'll mention an interesting Chassam Sofer before I come to my point. I just reminded myself that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "In Bria Yivra Elohim, if the Moshe will make a certain new creation, so to speak, then you'll know that the Moshe sent me. But in Kimois Karoshi Nusanela, but if they'll die a normal death and so forth, not as a form of punishment, which means out of the ordinary punishment, then Hashem Shlachoni," as the Moshe said. So Chassam Sofer asks over there, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu had Kol HaTorah Kula. As we say, anything that a person is going to be Mechadish in Torah was told to Moshe Rabbeinu before. So didn't Moshe Rabbeinu know the Mishnah Masechta Avos? Perek Hey? Perek Hey? Mishnah Ches? Didn't he know the Mishnah where it says 10 things were created Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes? And one of those things was Pi Haaretz, the mouth of the earth to swallow up Korach, like Pi HaBe'er for Miriam, and Pi Osra for the Chamor that spoke to Bilam and so forth. Didn't Moshe know that? So I'm sorry for asking that question. Here's an interesting answer. He says, Avada Moshe Rabbeinu was told Kol HaTorah, he says, but the certain things that Moshe Rabbeinu was not told. What's up, Shot? He says, one of the things that mentioned over there that Moshe created Erev Shabbos was Kvuras Moshe. The Kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ashleyoda, nobody knew that. Nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was Kavur. So Chassam Sofer says that Moshe didn't want anybody to know that. Moshe Rabbeinu said nobody should know where the Kvura of Moshe, what it is, and so forth, and where it is. So therefore, even though Kol HaTorah was this gala to Moshe Rabbeinu, that particular Mishnah was not told to him because Moshe didn't want him to know the union of Kruas Moshe. That was not that the other order what we should know with Kruas Moshe. That's the Chassam's answer. The Chassam wants to say that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said that Rosh Hashanah, he didn't know if the Moshe does this or he does that. You do have to understand, by the way, what does it mean in Bria Yivra? Ain't Kochodesh Tachas Hashemesh? The Moshe was not creating any new things now in the world. Everything was created before. What's shot? You have to say, Takir, that in Bria Yivra, which means if the Moshe has a creation over here that he set aside something that I don't know about, whatever it is, and so forth, that's above natural, then we see that that's the punishment for Korach. But if not, they die normally and so forth, then that's a sin that the Moshe didn't send me. But you can't say that there's going to be a complete new creation now because Ein kochod shachas Hashemesh. That Rosh Hashanah doesn't create new things, not only what we have, he makes creations and so forth. But the thing is, Rosh Rabbeinu wasn't told that particular thing, so he didn't know that it was there already and so forth, and was in place for Peoris. The Peoris, in that sense. The other part of the question also. I'm quoting the pasuk. If they will die a normal death, they will not die an abnormal type of death, like the earthquake, like to go into the ground alive and so forth. But they'll get sick and they'll die a normal, what do you call it? Then you're right. Because they have, one of them has to show now that he's going above and beyond to punish them. That's the pshat. Not they're going to die normally. So the Divrei Chaim also asked the question over there. He says, Morasha, if it, the Baruch Shem didn't send them, if the Baruch Shem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu and so forth, if they are right, why should they die altogether? What's shot? Moshe Rabbeinu is making a certain condition over here. If they'll die an abnormal death, that's a sin and taki, that they're all guilty, and that's it. If they die a normal death, the sin that they're not guilty, I'm guilty. If they're not guilty, why should they die a normal death? A good question. The answer over there also is that that's the Yisoid of Machlokes. Person, as always says, brought down Chazal, always to run away from Machlokes, especially if you initiate Machlokes. Like, if you start a Machlokes and you develop it, it becomes a whole fire and so forth of dispute, divisiveness. You divide the people, you divide the nation in hatred and sin and so forth. So David Chaim makes a fantastic statement. He says, in such a case, even if the person is correct, even if he had a kosher taina, he had a good claim, but by bringing out that claim in a manner, by a method of instigating a machlokes, of initiating a dissension, a divisiveness, of destroying the actors of Klal Yisrael, causing 14,700 people to die, then even if he is correct, he's going to die. He'll die a regular death. Get a heart attack. Not a Mishmashina, but he'll die. This is Dr. Divrei Chaim. He says that's how a person has to be far from Machlokes. You have to know what it means not to get involved in a Machlokes. Because in a Machlokes, he says, even if the person's correct, if there was a certain approach and attitude to do it al yidei machlokes and so forth, he'll be punished. Even though he's correct, he'll be punished. Despite the other guy that's wrong, will be surely punished in regular, but he'll also be punished. I don't know, it's a tremendous thought. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said over here. In Kibbois, they'll die a regular death. Which means that there's L'Hashem Shilchori. Then the Moshe didn't send me. Then I'm a phony. But they're gonna be punished anyway, because of the manner in the way this was brought. You have a taida, you have a good kasha on the roof. You go to the roof, you go to a bezin, you ask a shayla, you talk. You don't initiate machlokes, you don't race on, you don't arouse the people, you don't instigate the people, you don't bring it as a form of destruction and sin and so forth, but you go in a positive way. How can we resolve this thing over here? I have a tough question against you over here. That's the way to approach. Not the derech machlokes. But if the person takes the derech of machlokes, that's not a derech hayosha, then even if he's correct, he's going to punish. That's Divrei Chaim. So I'm sorry for the Divrei Chaim. So to get back with a little bit of this introduction, you'll understand, to get back to my point I want to bring out now, that finally when the earth opened up, so to speak, the earthquake and swallowed up Pharaoh, Madrosa, etc. So all the people ran away and so forth, you know. And they all they shall are ensuring, etc., that they were afraid they would also pen below. You hear? Maybe they'll swallow us too. Yes, be Hashem and so forth. And also the fire consumed the 250 from Moshe Reuven, etc., the whole thing over there. That's what happened over here. So right after that, the Pesach says, it always bothered me, an astounding Pesach. Astounding Pesach. Right after that, it says over here, the next morning, why you lie to call a das of the Israel, be mochros, al Moshe and Aaron. The whole Klal Yisrael came complaining to Moshe and Aaron again. What them? Atem emitem esam Hashem? You caused the death of Am Hashem, the Jewish people. Besides Korach v'Adosoi, we have over here over 14,000 people that were killed over here. They attacked Moshe Rabbeinu. What is this over here? Because of you, so forth. All these people died. And the Sylvia and the Yimasama Shem. And they gathered against Moshe and Aaron until the Shrine came. They honored Moshe and Aaron play Hashem, so we all made. And then the boys said, once and for all, we're going to make the sticks and show who's the boss over here, who's in charge, and who's entitled to the kahuna, etc. Question, how could they do such a thing? They saw the earth swallowed up Korach v'Adosoi. They saw it happen over here. So it's interesting to note. But the question I'm asking actually always bothered me. Actually, the Rishonim actually pick up that particular type of question in this particular situation over here. Atamita Masam Hashem. So the Targum says over here, what the Targum says, what does it mean? You killed them? Moshe didn't kill them. But the Targum says, Atem garamtem. Garamtem, you caused their death. You're holding responsible. Why did you cause their death? All right, what's shot? They were guilty. They were deserving punishment. So, the Ramban, famous Ramban. Ramban actually doesn't pose the question directly, like I say, but he develops and answers the concept. He says, very interesting. The Rabban says over here that when Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to take the Torahs, that was the portion where the earth swallowed up Korach, and the people started to die. The Moshe said, the Magesha started already. Quick, get the Torahs, go in between the people. Etc. Magefa and so forth, and he stopped the Magefa. But Magefa near Tzora was held back. So what happened over here? But the idea, l'chatchila, of using Keteres as the method and means for to find out who was the correct Kayan and so forth to serve Pahanim, that was Moshe's idea. In no place in the Torah does it say that the voice of said to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them to take Torahs and go in and so forth. Moshe did it on his own. The Ramban says that. And you see from the Pesach, the Ramban says over here, Ki Hashem lo yomar Moshe Torahs as a form of that this should be to depict what's right. Well, the Yisrael, the Shem Hashem, 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 In came me atzmon nosnu ho eitzah hazois. Moshe gave that eitzah. We'll test and we'll see who's right by using the method of Ketores. Asher meisu bohom. Oh, so the taina was now the Ramban is answering my question. He says, "V'ho yu yecholim losois oisu moifes akher b'mato v'zulosoi." Moshe had. Was a kind oasis with his mater Moshe. Miracles. Why did he make another type of miracle to show that Aaron is right? Well, he didn't have the people to die. Terrence is a killer. Terrence killed them by bringing the false Terrence. Why did you use that method? So that's where you caused the death. So even though they weren't tzaddikim, but you caused the death of the Jews over here. It wasn't necessary. You're going to prove it to them without doing that. Even though they were wrong in approaching you, that they want to be leaders, etc., etc. But you could have done it in such a way. That's Dr. Ramban. So the emphasis is, I said, that the emphasis, the answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu actually showed them that the terrorist, they thought the terrorist is a killer. Terrorist is not a killer. That's why he told Aaron, quick, take terrorists and go in. And with the terrorist that he brought, he stopped the Magefa. It says two times over there. Batei Otzer HaMagefa, the Magefa stopped. 14,000 of the died, stopped. And then at the end of the pasuk says, "Va'magefa ne'etzora." Why two times? Forsham asked the question. So there's two yonim over here. One was, "Va'te'otzra magefa." The magefa stopped, and no other people died. And also, "Magefa ne'etzora," that those that were in the magefa and so forth that were still alive, they healed and so forth. And they got out of it, so to speak. So not everybody died, even that would have died more. But the Maisha was that Maisha Rabbeinu answered the point that the Ramban is bringing out, because he showed them that it's not the Keteris that kills you, it's the Aveira that kills. Here you see Keteris saved the lives. Here, Aaron brought Keteris that stopped the Magefa. So he can't say that we're bringing the Keteris killed them. Their title was that the Keteris was a murderer. Keteris is a thing that's brought by a Kohen, and therefore he should have done it. Not true. It's like the Gemara said by Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, you know the famous story, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. He came to a town. And the people were complaining to him that he should save them. Why? There's a certain scorpion over there that has a hangout in the by the field, and anybody goes to the field, it gets bitten by him, and he kills the people are killed, and they're all afraid of that scorpion. So Chanina Mendoza said to them, "Where is this place? Show me where he is." And he went over there, and he put his foot by the opening of the hole, and the scorpion came out and bit his foot, and the scorpion died. And he took him and brought him on his shoulders and brought him to his medesh. More brings it. More brochus. So the Gemara says over there, "Oyle le Odom shepoga boy akrov, the oyle le akrov shepoga boy chayin medaisa." And woe is to a scorpion that meets up with Chanina Mendoza. But he told me, he said, Laya Akrav Menes, Hachet Menes. You know what I mean? Chanina Mendoza, when he used to daven, he would be able to say, this one is going to live, this one's not going to live. Famous stories told the Gemara where he knew he was going to be fitter. And the Rechem and Zakai, his Levitin asked him, "You're greater than Chanina Mendoza. You're leader of the generation. How come?" Now, when he's Mispala, he knows that you, when their child was sick, he went to Chanina Mendoza, so you'd be Mispala for him. He says, "Maybe I'm greater than he is in Torah," he says. But the fact is, I am like a minister. Sorry, a minister can't go in to see the president all the time or the king. He has to have an invitation to go in or permit. But Chanina ben Doisa was an Eved Hashem. A person, take the person that's what you call the servant of the president, the servant of the king, so to speak. He goes in and out no matter what. Puts on his shoes and that. While he's there, he can talk to him. He do what he wants. He says he's the Eved Hashem. He says. That's why his tefillah is a tefillah. My tefillah is different. He says, I wouldn't have been accepted. So the point of it is that we see Moshe Rabbeinu was showing them that it's the chet that's meimis. It's not the ketores. And this parsha of the ketores with the Agefa is right between what, if you look at the Chumash, you'll see it, is right when this earth swallowed up Korach and the Magefa started, and Moshe put in right away, grabbed the Ketores and go in, and right after that comes that they complained why they killed, and they showed them that you see the Ketores did not kill, the Ketores stopped the Magefa and so forth. But it's interesting to see, Tucker, that people have certain attitudes, certain ideas and thoughts that to come back and say the next day, Atem garamtem, you caused the death of the Am Yisrael. You see that that's the Ramban goes in that answering that my question, that particular point in that form, in that sense. And I want to bring out that purpose in that Moshe Rabbeinu portion put in that particular answer to understand. Understand the meaning of this whole idea, what it represents in that sense. My major point over here is actually that a person has to know that where, first of all, where there's a chait, where there's iniquity, where there's sin, where there's a, what you call, person is a commits nevera. He has to realize that there's punishment for the iniquity of that sin. Not the idea that what if he presents himself in a certain place, it'll happen to him, and if not, not. The Gemara says, Malach HaMoves, Mali Hocher, Mali Hoso. Malach HaMoves doesn't make any difference. Where the person has to be punished, he'll be punished. So it's not the idea of the punishment that this, if not for this, I wouldn't be punished for. Like the Torah is over. That's not the point. Point that if you have an Aveira, you are now what you call susceptible. Susceptible to punishment, no matter where you are, no matter what it is. And the famous expression in Jewish, I don't know if you're familiar in Jewish, either Rabbeinu will sheesh the bezem. I don't know if you know what that means. If the will of the Rebbeinu, so even a broom will kill. Like I'm paraphrasing what they mean. It's like an expression in Jewish that a person can never, you can never know for what the Yeshua, what the punishment is going to come from. It's the will of the Rebbeinu. Not you have to get a gun, have to get that. The Rebbeinu will sheesh the bezem. And even the lightest thing could kill you. The thing that would normally not do anything is so forth. Well, if that's what Hashemayim, then that's what happens. That's where the people went wrong in the sense to understand that the chait is meimis, not the idea what the person is bringing out, keteiros and not the keteiros. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the command from the Rebbeinu Shem to use the keteiros as a test, as a means to see who's right, and Moshe used it on his own, it doesn't mean that because he wanted to use something that's a killer. No. The Aveira is what does it. Not because the Torah could do good or could do bad. Either way, it's a form of service to the Moshe. But the Moshe what? That's what it is. That's the concept over here, that particular court. That's what I wanted to bring out the Gavin Machloikis. And that's in general what the Chazal say. I always know, I've always told you, as a little boy, even always to stay away from the Machloikis. If you feel, and I always use the criteria. If I feel that I can inject myself, I can have a possibility of making shalom. then you try. Or if you see the idea of getting into the machlokes, you're just going to get involved on this side or on that side, and so forth, go away, no matter what. Stay away. No, get involved in the machlokes. That's it. This is the machlokes. To run away from machlokes. That's one of the yesodos that a person has. Stay away from machlokes. Machlokes comes all the biggest of avos. Lashon hara, rechilus, and so forth, because everything comes to the machlokes. And they build it up. They talk about Shinora and the other guy, Slater, etc., etc., and all kinds of things. How you can do anything to harm the other person. And sin as you saw, sin as whatever it is. That's the concept over here. And you go even illogically, as we said over here. You try to destroy the other person, so forth. You said about Machoikas, that with their different chayim, you can see how bad it is that even the person is right. But going into the Machoikas, part of it, and the Vada instigating it, is that full of this misa machine, but misa there is so for punishment there is, that says. You have to know that we have said Moi says Machlokes, the Chofetz Chaim says, yeah, the side of the Chum Mesamitis was Machlokes, the Silas Chinam, fratricide. He said the more we could create the Abbas Yisrael, that was his whole point in Lashon Hara. They would do away with Lashon Hara, Rechil, and so forth, to create a certain Ava of friendliness between Klal Yisrael, no matter what, and so forth, the Chofetz Chaim's title was, in that way we'll make the Ahavas Chinam, to love him no matter what he is, even if the person is a Rosh. You hate his actions, his deeds. As Gruya said to her husband, Rameya, you tamu chatoyim in Oaz Yisrael Medeinam. Try to be, take away his chatoyim and so forth, so he won't be a Rosh in that sense. But don't have to go out to kill him as the person and so forth. And that way, if you make the Ahavas Chinam, it'll, as you call, in a sense, take away that concept of the sinner skill that caused the Churban, and hopefully bring us Yeshua, Bikore, in the base of Igdash, with Ahavas Yisrael. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Yashikovich for Rabbi. Call us, Rabbi.
Yeah.
That's good.